Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you walk away from a divorce, it is sad, but it's also a good thing, because not only do you give yourself an opportunity to actually meet your person who you're supposed to get old with and who you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with, but that person gets a chance to find their person. I mean, Listen, if it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. Like, I don't believe any relationship, any healthy relationship requires that much work to be right. If it's right, it should feel light. It should not feel that heavy. It should feel like everybody is having a good time. Like, I know no relationship is perfect, but I'm gonna need a good 75% of a bliss at this point. But I can ride it out the other percentage, but if it's not 75% good and healthy and fun, and you literally have to be my husband and my best friend. I'm bringing all this to you every night. Like, you have to be my freaking best friend. You do.
DIVORCE PARTY. Welcome to Divorce Party with Monica Casey and Tom Arnold. Our guest today is a mother, actress, and women's health advocate. You may know her from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I have been watching her on TV for over 10 years. You may know her from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she is currently starring on Starz Black Mafia Family. Please welcome to the show, Cynthia Bailey. Hello, beautiful.
Hello.
Are you in town filming a movie right now or a show?
I just finished a movie. I'm in LA. I just wrapped up a movie, and I head to Miami in the morning.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Did you end up going to Todrick's birthday?
Yeah.
I heard it was fun.
Like, I can just tell you, I walked away there with a renewed sense of, like, I got to figure out how to do better birthdays. Like, right? It was a million things going on, and it was just such a fun group of people. All of West Hollywood was there for sure. It just was a lot. Every room you went into was a different room. And he just has so many amazing. His house is just a collection of everything that he's done. And he's just lived this very colorful life. Mm-hmm. Like, you forget, like, even for me, I forget how much stuff I've actually done. And I was like, you know what? I got to start framing some of this stuff and hanging it up, because you forget.
Yeah.
Yourself, like, all this greatness.
Did you get a tattoo?
I did not, but I thought about it, because I'm not really a tattoo person, but, like, for my 50th, I wanted to, like, do things that I would never do, because it was, like, you know, just such a big milestone. Yeah. So I have the tiniest cross on my back, like, right at the nape of my neck, but it's so little, of course. And the first rule is, like, if you get a tattoo that you can never see, it's almost like, I forget it's even there.
Right. It doesn't count.
And it's so small that it doesn't really do anything. So at some point, I want to go back and let someone kind of build on it and make it more of a moment.
Yeah.
It's not a moment, it's just there.
I'm not a tattoo person either. I love somebody once, I heard somebody say, why put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari? And I love that.
I know.
If I had gone that night, it would have been very tempting to get one, right? The energy,
real tattoo. I thought they were fake ones. I was like, there's no way that they are really doing real tattoos in here. It was real. Yeah.
Very crazy, but so fun. I think it's so, I love when people are happy to celebrate their birthdays.
I know. I think as you get older, you just realize like you just got to live.
Right. And what a blessing to also get together people that you love, that love you, and especially a melting pot. I love bringing, because we all have different friends from different sort of phases or work life. And I love bringing those people together and seeing what happens. So,
No, it's so funny because I just celebrated my 57th birthday.
What?
Yeah.
80. You look amazing. I thought you were you mentioned my 50th. I was like, oh, her 50th is coming up.
No. I'm well into it. I'm in the thick of it at this point.
I love it.
But what was so great about it was, hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
I was wondering if you guys had ever crossed paths doing a show.
I don't think so. Well, I don't believe so, right, Tom? I mean,
I'm a huge fan, though. I got to tell you. Monica will tell you. Way before we thought we had any chance you'd be on here, way before that, right at the beginning, we shared what we liked about this show and that show and this and that. And I said, well, my favorite show, I love the Atlanta Housewives. I said, I could see hanging out with those guys. They probably let me hang around. You know, that's one of my thing was, and I love the way everybody talked to each other. You know, I grew up in Iowa around women that talked to each other.
Yes.
Things were good, and all of a sudden things got very real. But I loved it. Honored. The only regret I have right now is looking at both of you guys and going, I should have had full freaking makeup on. Both of you guys look amazing. What can I do?
Thanks, Tom.
I almost put on lipstick and then I was like, I don't want to be late. So, but yeah, Cynthia, and I met Cynthia in person just last week when I went to do Jeff's show. And there's no filters happening. Like, you look as gorgeous as your Instagram. Everybody in person, she is the actual beauty.
Oh, thank you. Well, full transparency, my glam just left because I have an event tonight. Beverly Wilshire, the Women's Cancer Research Fund event is tonight. So I was like, you know what? If I'm going to get glam for that, let me just do it early.
That's the Jamie Tisch event, isn't it?
Correct.
She's a very good friend. She's my daughter's godmother.
Get out of here.
That event, man, that's one of the best events of all the events out here for sure. I mean, the show they put on and the money they raise, and it's such a great, and people dress up.
I can't remember. I think Sting may be performing tonight. I got to look and see who the entertainment is. It's always somebody amazing.
Send Jamie my love.
I will. I can't wait to see her tonight. So
that's so cool. And I love, I mean, it's so funny. I'm sure you hear this all the time, but like, it's Housewives for sure, which I know most people probably know you from. It's not just women and gays that watch it. It's the husbands that get sucked in, or the boyfriends, you know?
Yes. Like, when I tell you, I can't go anywhere. I haven't even been on the show in a couple of seasons. And everywhere I go, and I'm always so surprised when I'm like on the plane and I see these like straight business white men who I would never think would know me, and they're like sitting there freaking out when I'm getting in my seat, like trying to figure out when it's appropriate to ask for a photo or do a FaceTime with their wife. Like, they're my wife will kill me if I do not take a photo with you.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I have four ex-wives. I have no wife. And I'm still a super fan of yours, and you know, because you had a history before the show. I don't know if you know this, Monica, but she had a solid, you know, she had a lot going on, and then she came on the show.
Amazing model.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I like to divide. Are we, is this happening already?
Yep.
Are we
talking? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. I like to divide my life into acts or chapters. And I like to describe my modeling career as act one, my TV personality, reality star personality career is act two. And act three is my acting career. I haven't figured out act four yet, but I know that the story is still being written and the book is still, you know, the chapters are still chaptering. So yeah, that was act one, modeling, which I never saw coming, but yeah, that kicked off everything for me.
Yeah. And it's a specific skill. People think modeling is what, but it's like an athletic thing. Like Arnold, you and Arnold Schwarzenegger, he did three documentaries about his first three acts.
I watched it. It was so good. Yeah.
And he's like, wait till you see number four. I go, what is it? Like, you'll see. And that's how, you know, who knows? You know, most people don't really have one act. And then to segment your life, I think that's probably pretty helpful to you. You know, you did this thing, you killed at it. You did this thing, you're killing at it. You're going to do this other thing, kill at it.
Yeah.
And then I think that's you're very lucky and, well, you're talented, but you're very lucky that you could do that. That's how I do marriages. Like I have four big trunks. I haven't, and Monica knows, I've had one date in 7 years. I'm pacing myself because if you have four, it's totally my fault. But I would go get divorced, have a giant truck, put everything for that in there. And then eventually one day I had these four giant trucks in my garage. And I thought, well, you know, there's got to be something. And I pulled out like my second marriage wedding video, which is very nice. It was in style. Chris Farley was my best man. I said, that's what I tell my kids, because my kids have never seen their mom and I. Yeah, I tell them, I'm putting this up at the house. This is your dad when he got married, and it's very funny because then you could kind of go through those segments of your life, take out what you want, and re-examine yourself.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that's how you look at all your life, including.
Well, we were just talking about all the things that Cynthia's done and all the memorabilia that she's accumulated over the years, and she could have, you know, a whole homage to all her chapters. And then you could just have like your marriage museum.
Oh yeah.
Save it. Save
That's
it.
The whole
Don't throw it away. Throw nothing, throw nothing away.
You know, for me, it's part of the journey. Like I've been through two marriages, two divorces. I felt like I needed to go through, it was just part of the story. This is part of the story. And I feel like, you know, I'm an optimist. I'm a very positive thinker. I always can figure out how to pull the good out of everything that has happened in my life. Like, seriously, I truly live my life with no regrets because it had to happen. Everything had to happen exactly the way it happened because this is how life works. And when you don't have dark times, you can't appreciate light times. If you don't have, you know, you have to have those peaks and valleys. You have to have those moments where you have to figure it out and you have to decide, you know, what is your purpose? Who are you? And, you know, going back to the acts, the Cynthia Bailey acts, I'm big on reinvention. I'm big on manifestation. I am a dreamer. I am a believer. I am a hard-ass worker. And I also am afraid. Like, I didn't think in my 50s that I could start, and you're an actor, Tom, so you know how hard that career is, and to start it, the audacity to go from reality TV to decide, okay, this is what I want to focus on now, my acting career. And to just go for it at 55 years old. So, like, crazy. And it's happening. It's happening, you know, slowly but surely. I'm building, I'm growing. But I think that's what it's about. I think it's just about, like, you know, when you do something long enough, like I felt like the reality TV portion of my life as a housewife, I just felt like I didn't have anything else to say right now. Like, I just felt like I want to do something else for a little while. And I never say back.
One of the things I loved about you is when the first time I saw you on the show, I thought, well, this poor woman is authentic. She's going to get her feelings hurt. And I could see in your eyes sometimes. I could see your eyes getting hurt. I'm not saying you were acting, but that really is now what you're doing. You have to show that you know, to everyone. Yeah. I could feel it a couple times, like, they're being mean. She's not used to the rough stuff, you know. But you can see in your eyes, which is what you want. Because I think a lot of times people see reality shows, it's like nothing. But yeah. You know what? The fact that you have that, that's what now you're doing. Now you got to share the rest of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're bringing that same vulnerability on screen. And it's awesome. I can't wait to watch your show on Stars right now.
Yes, BMF season 3. I got to work with the talented Steve Harris. I don't know if you ever worked with him, Tom.
Yeah. I know Steve Harris, yeah.
He's super talented. Both of my scenes were with him. And he was gracious. He was so, so good. I mean, my God, like I just learned every job, I just learned so much more. But I gotta tell you, like every time I show up, like once I finally book a job, because that's like, I think the auditioning process is harder than doing the job.
But yeah, you're right.
Like, shit, it's happening. I'm here. Like, they knock on the trailer. You just gotta go out there and do it. So,
what I do is I look around the set and go, am I the most talented person here? We're in trouble. We're in trouble. What? But even if people you don't know, you say, what can I learn from them?
Yes.
And being in a scene, I mean, that you can't really, I know you've done it too, Monica. You can't really explain that to people. You're in a scene with someone that you respect, that's good. And you
or
can't
someone you've grown up idolizing.
Vampire off of that. You're like, okay, I want to walk away from this thing. Because everybody's like, well, getting a job is super hard. And our business has been so weird.
Yeah.
But then you're in there, and if you don't have it, you're in the middle of that thing. This is your chance. If you don't have it, you're gone forever.
You're gone. Yeah.
But otherwise, you can say, what do I learn from this? It's a good feeling. It's a tingling feeling when it's going well. Like, you're like,
when you finally get to do it, because Cynthia, like, it sounds like you're similar. The anxiety and all the things we put ourselves through and the discipline to learn your lines, and now we're self-taping, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just all these layers. And then, when you finally get a job, you're like, oh, wait, I actually get to go do that? Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, to be able to be a part of. Like, I've watched tons of movies, and that's, like, my favorite way to decompress, to just, you know, just be home. I don't even like to go to the movies. I just like to just be in my space and just, like, watch movies back to back. And to be a part of movie making, to be a part of storytelling, where you're part of the puzzle. You're a piece of what is bringing this whole thing to life is so exciting. I played myself for, 11 seasons on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And, as a model, like, I've always been me. So it's exciting to be, other characters.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to see you, series regular, maybe like the reboot of Melrose Place or something amazing, some powerful boss lady.
Yeah, well, I'm manifesting that this year. I think I'm ready to, I just did my first lead in a movie, and I felt like that was like, and it was like a 15-day shoot, and it was just like super demanding. I would do like 10 scenes a day. I felt like I was literally doing a masterclass in acting, and I walked away from that experience. Like, what I was like day one, and by the time I got to day 5 or even 6 was just incredible. Yeah. So I feel like I'm ready. I am manifesting, and we can revisit this. I'll come back when I book it. I really feel I really believe that I'm going to book a series this year and really just, kick this thing off for real. So
I think I know your manager too. Are you still with Chris?
I am with Chris.
I love Chris, and I think you're good.
Yes.
Yeah, I love him. He's great.
Oh yeah. I have to tell him you said hello.
Yeah. Tell him I said hi. Okay. So I want to ask you a few things about divorce.
Okay.
How old were you when you went through your first divorce? And can you kind of just give us a little, like, synopsis of, what it was like and how
and what
you felt.
What you've learned, that experience.
Yeah. Okay. So my first divorce, I got married when I was, I want to say 40 or 41. And we were married for 8 years. And what I learned from that divorce was not only what I liked in a relationship, I really learned what I did not like in a relationship. I really kind of figured out my deal breakers. And that was I think that's important because I kind of feel like I'm pretty easygoing. I'm a Pisces woman. I'm a chameleon. I feel like I'm pretty easygoing. I feel like, you know, the first one is kind of like a trial because I've never been married before. So I don't think you can know how to be married until you are married. You know what I mean? You just have to do it. And then that's when you really, really, you know, get to know the person. You know, I'm a big fan of living with people before we get married. I need to see everything. I would never get married to someone before I live with them. Are you kidding me? I would never do that. And we did all of those things, but then it just came down to compatibility. You know, you just got to be compatible. You got to like, you know, some of the same things, you know, work ethic, morals, values, just like simple stuff that you just got to be on the same page about. And I just felt like in my first marriage, we just weren't on the same page. And I kept thinking, oh, well, once we get married, maybe things will change. Maybe we will, you know, it's going to work itself out once, you know, I become, you know, this person's wife. And I think that that is a mistake. I think mm-hmm. that when you're in a relationship, the signs are always there. The person, I feel like, shows up their true. I feel, you know, you always get that representative in the beginning because you still like getting to know each other. But I feel like after about that third month, you start to see some small things, but then you let it go because 3 months is still early. So you're still like just excited to be in a relationship. So you're like, yeah,
honeymoon phase.
Absolutely. Now about that 6 month is when you're like, okay, so I didn't like that. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way. That didn't feel good. I'm seeing, you know, some things come out that I'm not really, you know, it's not that I don't know if I care for. Mm-hmm. And if you decide to go past 6 months, because 6 months is a good time, in my opinion, to just cut it, to just call it. You know, if you, I don't think you have to know someone for a year to get to know that person. 6 months is a reasonable amount of time to know if you want to go another 6 months. Mm-hmm. And anyway, long story short, you know, my first ex-husband was an amazing person. He just was not my person. And that is okay. Yeah. That is okay. He pushed me in so many ways. Like, I'm ambitious. I'm hardworking, but I wasn't always as proactive, and I believed in myself, but like sometimes people can believe in you more than you can believe in yourself. And he was the one, Peter was the one that pushed me toward Housewives. When the reality show came up, when that opportunity came up, I really honestly wasn't sure because I don't really love like negative drama. I'm not really confrontational. I really do choose peace. Like, I honestly do. So I just didn't know if I would be a good fit for that show. And, you know, he was the one saying, well, just take the meeting and see what it's about. Like, just, you know, just go see. I don't think I would have, I think my whole story, my life would have been very different had I not joined that show, because the modeling opened up the first door. When I joined that show, when I was a model, I was known, you know, in the fashion industry, but I was not a household name. Once I joined the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I became instantly like overnight famous, which is a very weird, scary thing. Like, to go from like few people may, you know, maybe recognize you in a magazine here and there, mm-hmm. to go anywhere in the world and they're literally quoting things that you said off the show, and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And how do you think that affected, you know, that must have been an added layer when you're already going through a breakup with mm-hmm. someone / divorce and now you're famous?
It seems like, wow, it's great. We're working together. We're on TV together. We're doing this stuff. And, you know, I felt like it was great. And it was great, you know, opportunity for me. But it does heighten that any relationship stuff. It does heighten. Did you feel that you and Peter, because you're both involved with the show.
Yes.
Do you feel that, you know, did you feel competition? Did you feel, what did you feel?
You know what? That's so interesting that you say that. I did feel like, first of all, once you any issues that you have in a relationship or in a marriage, if you are on a reality show, you live it in real life first. So you're mad at each other in real life about whatever's happening. And if you're filming, then that translates into filming because we were always very transparent. They were always at our house filming. So if we were having a bad day, if we weren't speaking, then we were on camera saying, what was going on. So you live it in real life, then you live it in the scene. And then you have to watch it when it comes out. And then you got to like see the social media response to your life. So it's living it a lot of times. And I think it's very difficult to be in a healthy relationship to be able to have that many lives with issues that you go through. Like it takes, a lot of people say, reality TV,
Is a curse.
is a curse. Like
The
it
curse
breaks.
of marriages.
In relationships. And I don't necessarily 100% agree with that. It doesn't help the relationship, for sure. It does not help. However, I don't think that it will break you up. I think what will break a relationship up is a relationship that just was never strong enough to sustain the test of time or the test of, being able to be put through certain things. And first of all, like forget the TV part of it. I don't think I actually want to work with my husband. Like, I think some separation. I think he needs to go to a job. I need to go to a job. And then we need to meet at home at 6 o'clock whenever he finishes their job. So that alone is stressful. Like if Peter and I worked at Wendy's together, I don't think we would have lasted. Like, you gotta have some balance. You just have to have some balance. And I want to come home from my job and be able to vent to my partner about my day with people that have nothing to do with him, But when you're in the same job and it just was like never enough time to pull away. And it does become somewhat competitive, even if it's not even negative competitive. All of a sudden, I'm famous, he's famous. And these, it does kind of breed this weird competition amongst each other. Right, Tom? Don't agree?
Well, I mean, in my case with my first ex-wife, Roseanne, I'm younger, so I'd always say, okay, well, I always support my friend, but we met doing stand-up comedy. That's how we met. So we're in the comedy world before, long before we were a couple, and we're friends, and then it transitioned into being more than friends, and I was writing the show, and I thought, well, that's enough separation. I'm writing, she's doing this, but you could tell. And back in those days, before social media, like this, the paparazzi stuff, it was crazy because I could say something or I could do something, it'd be in a paper for sure. It's like you felt like you could manipulate the tabloids. That was a huge mistake because then when they do something you want them to do, then they're going to come back. And what happened in that marriage, it was very real. We had met when I was 23, she was 30 or whatever, and very young. But then the show and the success, and then we were both pushing things, and then it really became about the what was put out to me that instead of the marriage, because you can always at first you go home and go, okay, this is all bullshit. Let's we got kids here, we got this, and we stayed with that. But I think I could feel it shifting where it was,
The shift.
because that wasn't
The
enough.
shift. Yeah.
And so you got to you have to be both strong and keep
Yes.
going back to what's basic, your morals,
Yeah.
and that's, and I don't know if you thought about this, but before you get married, just sit down, because everybody goes, I will love you unconditionally, and
Yeah.
that's bullshit. There's conditions, as there should be conditions.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Don't break the big rules. Don't break, here's the rules you can't break. I'm gonna compromise and learn and be better, and I'll change in other ways, and you need to do that too. But here's the big ones, and here's how we keep this together. And I think if you have that list, kind of in your head of what yours are and what his are, you that have that conversation. That's pretty good conversation to have before.
Well, and since you didn't have children together, Tom, we talk about that with, his first three ex-wives. Do you think it was e an
It's
easier
harder with kids. It's harder with
clean
kids.
break for you? I mean,
One
are you guys?
children changes, children change everything. Yeah. Had we had, especially young children together, you know, although I don't believe that it is smart to stay in relationships because of children. However, I think it would have delayed my process in terms of walking away for sure, 100%. And it made it easier. I mean, divorce just sucks. And I'm really happy to say that at this point, Peter and I are friends.
Awesome.
I spoke to him the other day. You know, I still pray for that man. I still wish him well. I only want to see positive things happening.
Do you guys still hook up or anything?
No, I don't block. Now, once I'm done, it may take me a long time to leave.
That's me too.
Yeah. But when I do leave, you will never see any of this again. You see me, but you don't get none of this anymore. Yeah. Once I finally walk away. So
yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it while you had it, because I never, ever, I never go back after I walk away, because I feel like I never really walk away when I should have walked away.
Right.
I always stay at least a good year, you know, when thinking about when I know I should be gone, but I'm like, somehow I just feel like I need more time. I'm mentally ready, but maybe not physically ready to just pack the bags and walk away.
Did you throw yourself a divorce party?
Did I have a divorce party?
Did you have a divorce party?
You know, I felt like they gave me a divorce party on the show. I felt like they gave me one on the show, but I didn't have my own divorce party. I feel like, you know, privately I may have had my own spiritual divorce party with myself. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, it was like, you know, I do think in some ways when you walk away from a divorce, it is sad, but it's also a good thing, because not only do you give yourself an opportunity to actually meet your person who you're supposed to get old with and who you're supposed to spend the rest.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
To your life, but that person gets a chance to find that person. I mean, listen, if it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. Like, I don't believe any relationship, any healthy relationship requires that much work to be right. If it's right, it should feel light. It should not feel that heavy. It should feel like everybody is having a good time. Like, I know no relationship is perfect, but I'm gonna need a good 75% of a bliss at this point. But I can ride it out the other percentage, but if it's not 75% good and healthy and fun, and you're not my, you literally have to be my husband and my best friend. I'm bringing all this to you every night. Yeah. Like, you have to be my freaking best friend.
Let me say this about what I agree with you. You go into something, you give it 100%. You got the best that you, and then when things come up, you're like, okay, I'm going to do everything I can.
Yes.
I have to know that when I walk away, because I do like the walking away forever, because so many people go back and forth and get led back in. You're like, but when you know you've done 110%, and so you can, when you walk away and don't regret. You regret getting a divorce, but you don't say, I should have done, you know, you learn little things that you could have done better, but you know, you left it all on the field.
Absolutely.
You did it all. It's easy. It makes it easier.
And I could have, you know, at this age, most of my friends are either married or divorced. So I've seen examples of really happy marriages where, you know, that 20 years together, that 25 years together is just magical, that you were able to figure it out and go through whatever shit you had to go through with that person. And you guys still like each other for 25 years or 30 years or 40 years. But I've also seen relationships where I feel like the people in the relationship just kind of settled. Like they're not really happy. They are not that great of friends. And they just, I don't want to use the word stuck, but they're just together. Yeah. And it's not a fun thing to watch because they don't, I don't see the happiness there.
The joy, yeah.
And I would honestly, with no doubt, no question, rather be alone than to be in a relationship with anyone at this point in my life or just ever if it's not good for both of us. Why?
Yeah.
I just rather like, just wait.
I like the alone. My history, I was engaged four times before I started getting married four times.
Tom, like what's your sign?
What's your sign?
It's your sign.
I knew it.
I said that when you left. Thought. I go, we are.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, you're a Pisces man. And all the love of my life have been Pisces men. Yeah. For sure. We don't really work together, but I know my people. I know how a Pisces man thinks. I know them. So anyway, so keep going, Tom. I apologize for interrupting.
No, but I mean, I was in such a rush to create something. Again, my mom was 16, my dad's 18, they get married. But
yeah.
Of course, they got divorced immediately, but and she left town. I was like, I gotta have what I didn't see growing up. I want to get married, we'll be partners with kids, and rushing, not taking a moment in between, not dating people like people date. And so the last 7 years, I've been like, there's a lot of things that I don't know if I could give up about being alone. You know, my kids are here, so it's not really alone. But, you know, you get to take a breath and you think, well, if I ever got another relationship, I'd want to bring that and have them feel the same.
Or you could just get her a house next door. I like that idea, too.
I love that.
Famous in old Hollywood do that? Wasn't it like Carol Lombard and somebody? They lived next door to each other.
I think that is amazing. And I think that when people can go home at the end of the night to their own house, but still be neighbors and still be close by, I think they're on to something. Like, I really feel like you have a really good shot of making a relationship work where you can actually have space away from each other and you come together when you want to come together and you go apart when you want to go apart.
Yeah.
This morning when I woke up, I had like such a good night's sleep last night. And I was like, God, it just feels good to just be able to sleep ugly, to wake up ugly. Like, I always had to sleep cute and try to wake up cute in my relationships. I always was conscious of just trying to look halfway presentable,
right, halfway decent
around someone. Like halfway. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, myself, but I still made that little extra effort to like.
But it is nice when you live alone to wear those ugly pants that don't match that sweatshirt from college.
Shower if you feel like, don't if you feel. Don't have to share remote control with anyone. You eat what you want to. Like, there's like people.
There's some perks.
Like, look at being single like it's a bad thing. But let me tell you something. Being single, like I've been single for a couple of years now, it has its perks. It definitely has its perks. Like, I think the only time I really, really miss having a partner is when I travel. Like, I really want to travel, buddy. I really love, like, I have an amazing life. I get to do a bunch of cool stuff. I get to stay in a bunch of amazing places. And, you know, I do all this great stuff. And it's those moments when I'm like, dang, I wish, you know, this is the best calamari I ever had. I wish I could someone would sit across from me where I could be like, can you believe how good this damn calamari is? Can you believe this hotel room? You know, I check in, they're like, oh, Miss Bailey, we just upgraded you to the penthouse. I don't even want it because I go in there and I'm by myself and I'm only going to be in the bedroom and the bathroom. Like, I don't know anyone in that city to have a party. Like, it just almost, it's like when you don't have anyone to share it with, it's almost like it didn't really happen in a lot of ways because it's like, sucks to have amazing, good times by yourself all the time. You know, it's lonely. Mm-hmm. That's when it gets lonely. And I think
it's also for a woman or a man. you know, when you travel by yourself, yeah, it's you know, you're kind of, you know, it's a good way to be more stealth, I think, because unless they put it all together, because you could just move, you don't have to wait for anybody or nobody, you know, you just right. get out of there.
Where's my passport? You were supposed to hold on to that.
But if for, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but I think for women, you know, you're traveling, you're out there, you know, just in general. Yeah. Do you feel, I'm sure you could kick anybody's ass, but do you feel that was part of having a partner, that what part of the good stuff was you had somebody had your back to the right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, I'm pretty independent and all of those things. However, it always, you know, it's nice to have a man with you, mm-hmm. you know, just for like, I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, very alpha female at this point. Like, I can pretty much do anything a man could do for the most part, but it's nice, you know, I can, you know, go fill up my car with gas, but it's nice for my husband to go do that for me. There's like certain things that I really enjoy a man doing, like, you know, going to get the car wash. Like, I feel like that's a man thing, you know, keeping the car filled. That's like a man thing. Like, you know, even I love like, you know, anything gardening or anything like that. But I feel like it's nice to do like those things together. But what I realize when I travel, and I travel a lot, and again, I'm an optimist. I always feel like, well, you know, I'm always going to be open-minded. I never meet anyone traveling. I sit right there in first class. I've never seated next to anyone that's I'm interested in or who's interested in me. I never bump into anyone. I even tried the whole, like, you know, when you go to a nice hotel, I'm like, well, maybe I'm going to, you know, I'm tired as hell, but I'm like, let me force myself to go down to this bar and sit and have a drink by myself. And then my guy, some guy is going to somehow appear and say, hi.
Yeah, James Bond walks
in. It never happens. No. It never happens. And I've sat at enough bars and enough nights at hotels to tell you, that's only in the movies.
Yeah.
That happened in real life.
And when they say to not be on your phone, too, they're like, don't be on your phone.
No, I do. I've read everything. I've watched every movie. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know how I'm supposed to move around. Single woman to attract this person, and it just does not happen. So at this point, I just don't even really, you know, again, I'm always going to be open-minded, but it's hard to, you know, it does get a little like, it's like, wow, you know. And you know what drives me crazy is when people say, oh, you're going to meet him when you least expect it, you're going to meet him when you're not looking for him. I'm not looking for him, and I still not met him. No, I haven't even come close to meeting the person. Like, I mean, do I need to walk around blindfolded? I am not looking for a man. I would find one at some point, but I'm not looking, and they still have not showed up.
Yes. Well, I'm right here. That's all we have to say.
Okay, so, but you found a second one. You found a second husband. How did that happen?
Okay, how did I find him? How did I find Mike? Did he slide in my DMs? I think he may have slid in the DMs.
Very modern. I love it.
I'm terrible. Like, once I complete it, because it takes me so long to walk away. Once I leave a relationship, I kind of really disconnect and I almost forget details. Like, I just, in order for me to move on, I just have to just pack it away. Yep. And I don't think about it anymore. But I want to say we met in my DMs. And Mike, don't kill me if I'm wrong. It's probably be like, now, you know, we did not meet in the DMs. But I want to say we did.
Okay.
We did. And, you know, at that point, it had been a few years since my last relationship. And, you know, Mike was great. Mike was supposed to be my, like, kind of normal relationship, although he's in the industry as well. He's a sportscaster sportscaster. So I was like, okay, this is great. I'm not really a sports girl. So that's kind of like his world. And then this is my world. And, you know, I thought that there would be enough separation in that relationship to maybe have a fair shot. Because, you know, with Peter, we started the show together. We were always on TV together on Housewives. And I thought this would be a little different. Although on the show, you know, they want to see our life. If I have a man or a husband, you know, they want to, you know, obviously I'm going to share that on the show. But that's kind of like pop in and pop out. It wasn't. You know,
right. Very true.
You know, as much as like it was when I got married on the show with Peter. So that relationship, I thought, okay, now I'm going, this is my second time around. I've learned all the things from my relationship with Peter. I'm going to take all the good stuff into this relationship. I understand boundaries. I understand taking accountability for things that I, you know, could have been better at. Like I, you know, had some therapy sessions at this point. You know, I've grown, I've sat with myself. I didn't rush into this. You know, this person came after me. So I'm thinking, okay, I know how to, you know, I have a real shot at this one working. And I feel like with that one, it was great. When it was great, I feel like it was so necessary to my story, to my journey. We've had so many good times. We're in a great place. We're friends. I just spoke to Mike the other day. He's doing well. And I feel like with that one, I just feel like I'm just going to have to call that up too. He just wasn't my person. He just wasn't my person. I think as you continue on your journey with relationships, like with Peter, it took me 8 years to call it. With Mike, I called it a lot quicker because I knew
that, yeah,
you know, I knew sooner. And I knew that, I think once you finally know what a marriage is supposed to be like, and if it's working or if it's not working, that second one is a little easier to call it than the first one. The first one, you're just like, still like, you don't know what's going on half the time. And with that one, I just feel like, you know what? I'm older, I'm wiser. I think this guy is a great guy. I just don't think he's my guy.
Yeah. And you were able to, we've heard that on the show from other women and men that have been married.
Yeah.
So you go, the first one, because you're like, try to, you hang in there no matter what the signs, you're like, this one, I just got to, and then the next time you see those signs, you're like, okay, I'm out. And it's
If I make it to number three, if I make it to number three, I mean, this, he just has to be like, so aligned with me. Like, I mean, I will call it in weeks if I can make it to number three, just because I just really, really have done the work on myself. I really think that I am a good candidate to be a good partner with someone. I really do feel like I have something to offer to a relationship. Mm-hmm. And if I'm just not the right person for you, no matter how good I want to try to be for you, you're just not going to receive it. And if you can't, if I'm just not your person, we just don't have a real shot. And that's just it. Because I've seen relationships thrive where I don't necessarily maybe feel like these people are great together, but it just works for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it works for them, then that is okay.
I just love your whole outlook and how you've handled everything and how you're just in a good place as a person, which I think is one of the best case scenarios that you can get after, you know, let alone one divorce. And I love that when I met you, you had mentioned that you had stayed with your ex's daughter and how she said something like, you and my dad may be getting a divorce, but we're not getting a divorce.
Exactly.
And I just love that.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm at her house now. Peter's daughter, Portia's house now. And, you know, we obviously became friends during the marriage. And that was the only thing she asked, was that we kept our relationship regardless what was going to happen with Peter and I. And we've gone on. She's like one of my closest friends. Like, that's my girl. And
that is the coolest.
Peter, and he was telling me how much he loved our relationship. Like, she's so supportive. She's so loving. She's really like my bonus child, but I don't even want to call her my daughter because she's like my friend now. Like, we've moved past that. Like, if anything, she's like helps keeps me together. able to really, you know, mother her. She is an amazing mom who I have a great relationship as well, who's Peter's ex-wife. So it's like, you know, there's something so great about families and really, you know, staying connected to, you know, the people that were part of that relationship that you had a connection with. I don't think that a divorce should mean, oh, okay, so anyone that was a part of that, the friends that I made through that, like I was even, you know, the only thing I struggle to separate sometimes in a divorce is who gets what restaurants. I was just at one of Mike and our favorite restaurants, Thai show last night.
And oh, yeah.
I started going back because he turned me on to Ty's show. So I was like, damn, he gets Ty's show. And enough time has passed where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take my chances that I'm not going to bump into him and on a date there or whatever. So.
I mean, but that's something that you have to think about. That's another like strategy when you get divorced. You know, you just, you gave me like a flashback to like, yeah like don't go there. They're probably there.
Yeah. And you know might
see
weird?
Something you don't want to see.
You know what I just thought about? And I just thought about this now. I haven't seen Mike in person since the divorce, which means I've definitely never seen him with another woman since the divorce yet. Because I think like once you see that, then it really is like, oh yeah, that door is closed. Like he has really moved on. And I don't think I've ever seen, me and Peter haven't been together for years. I've never seen Peter in person or even in a photograph with another woman, which is kind of
crazy. But you
want, and he's been obviously in relationships. I think he's in a relationship now, but I've just never had that moment where you walk in and you're at the same, you know, everybody's this business is so small. We're all at the same stuff, right? So you walk in and there they are with their new wife or whatever. I have not actually had that experience yet.
But I'm going to tell you, and I know you feel this way, because when you're done with the relationship, you go, I know I'm done. And by the way, having Portia remain friends with you says a lot about you, because she knew everything you did before when you were married to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Out of love. Because if you're in your DNA, you kind of got to do.
Yeah.
So someone is just giving you pure love and support and friendship, and then her giving it back to you, that's amazing. But my thing was always, okay, I got to get divorced. That's it. I can't wait till there was somebody else. Like, I want to make, and when I see that, whether it be their bodyguard or whatever, I'm like, okay, because now I won't go back. Like, I don't trust myself. I'll go back and forth and back and forth, but I need to see that they moved on. And,
right. That visual. You need that visual. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, they have to see you moving on too. That's a bad, like, I, you know, if I was your ex and I was, and I saw, which you'd have to see you. That's the thing. I'm being famous. There's a song called Always Something There to Remind Me. And the video is a guy that keeps seeing his ex on TV.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it makes it crazy.
I know. I will say, at this point in my life, like I haven't found my person, but I do go on dates, but I used to be, you know, us Pisces, we're like a lover of love. We're like, yay, I'm in love. Like I would have hashtags. I would be posting this person I was dating on Instagram. And like, I mean, I was awful. Like I would drive you crazy with like, yay, look at us. We're having ice cream together. My hashtag, my person, hashtag, my soulmate. Like I would just like literally almost sabotage it by just doing way too much. And especially on social media. And now what I have learned, because everything is about, not about regrets, it's about lessons, is this next one, my person, when God gives me my person, this man won't even get a birthday post on social media. Okay. He will be a secret for as long as I keep him a secret. I'm going to keep it private for as long as I can. I'm not really trying to hide him per se. If I get like, you know, when I book my series that I manifested, and I'm walking the carpet to celebrate that moment. If I have a person, I would like for that person to be there with me, to support me, but I'm in no way going to just, you know, social media wise, just, you know,
the vomit
and
wear
you out with my love.
We know, the more sappy it is, the more bullshit the relationship is.
I would love it if she did that for me. But what if the other person starts doing that? Like, and you know enough about why you did it. You're like, I'm never doing that again because it makes me.
Yeah.
What if your person starts posting all kinds of stuff too early? How would you handle that? How would you handle it?
That's a good one.
You know what? Like, that hasn't really been the case ever before. But if that was the case, we would just have to have that conversation. And that's just coming. That conversation would just come from a place of love and protection, because, you know, what I learned is, you know, there's a lot of people that are happy for me, and there's a lot of people that don't give a shit about my love life. They don't need to see it. They don't care. They're not trying to lift me up in a blaze of glory. They're like, girl, just find somebody and leave us alone with it already. Okay. So with that said, my person would have to understand that it makes sense that this is probably a good thing for us to protect our privacy for as long as we can before, or if we ever decide to really be like super public. And, you know, I don't mind being in public in person because I'm not going to, I want to go to dinner with my person. I want to have a life with them. I just don't have to post about it. That's mm-hmm. it. Now, if you catch us, if TMZ catches us in the airport, then we're just caught. It just is what it is. But no, I don't have to document every meal with this man. I do not have to do nonstop reels of this man on my Instagram. I don't have to show videos of him working out every day. Like all of those things, I don't have to do those things. That's done.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, but also, let me say this. You, and I don't know what you're, you know, when you talk about social media, you talk about negative comments and this is nothing new, positive, negative to you, because you've right. been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, my theory is, I don't care about it. Like, these people don't exist, so I, but you can see how somebody, if they were dating you and not from your world, would suddenly, I mean, it's a shocking thing. It's a shocking thing if they would, if somebody would disparage you or the woman you love, they're like, well, how do I beat up all of these people? But also, I'm sure you've had to have some conversations because you have been in this world, and anybody that hasn't, when the new does, it seems fun at first, and then all of a sudden they just start putting chin on it.
It's overwhelming. It's so overwhelming because, you know, social media just brings a whole nother level of temptation that never existed before. And we're old enough. Well, I know, you know, Tom, you and I are old enough to know the world before social media.
Yes.
Having, you know, dating and having relationships before that. And, you know, if I'm with someone who, you know, has 800 followers and I got over 4 million and now we're together, like all of a sudden those eyeballs are going to be on you now. And A, your followers are going to go up. Like everything, there's going to be a more heightened sense of like, who is this person? And that is very overwhelming if you're not used to that kind of attention. Like you're just used to being able to post what you want to post and you don't have that many people that really are concerned about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And with me, like I literally, you know, I mean, it got to a point where I'd be like, oh my God, you know, should I post this? Should I not post this? Because it's like, it can end up on a blog. It can be like, you know, it's just a bigger machine. And it's not, you know, unfortunately, it's not always positive. And I think that alone, like that's stressful on a relationship. Like I almost want my person to not be a social media person. I would love them to almost live in a world where that, like they don't have to post. Like they can be on there. Yeah. Like I'm jealous of people that get to have a private page. I'm like, how dare you get to like everybody else's stuff and we can't see your stuff, you know, unless you like let us in. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's something really, really peaceful about like someone that doesn't have the pressure of really having to share their life.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Oh my gosh. Well, Cynthia, thank you so much for giving us your time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Is it already an hour?
I know.
So much fun.
So fun. And I just, again, I just love everything that you're putting out there and your relationships and the people you surround you with. And then do you have anything, you know, that you coming up that we can promote for you?
I always have. I'm like such a hustler.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, you know what? Although my episodes are done for BMF, if you haven't seen season 3 of BMF, go and check it out. I am a part of season 3. That's one. I have a bunch of movie stuff coming up that hopefully I'll get an opportunity to come back and promote with you guys. Seagram's Escape. I have two signature cocktails, the Peach Bellini and the Berry Mimosa. So the weekend is coming. You know, grab yourself some Seagram's Escapes. What else do I have? Oh, I have a new skincare line, Glowissimo, with my girlfriend Dana that you guys will see me, you know, stalking you guys
Wait,
about.
What's that's it called?
It's called Glowissimo, like Glowissimo, like glow. Yes.
Glowissimo.
And it's a serum and a moisturizer. But that's like all of that is still coming. Anything, the focus.
Cynthia, let me say this. Yeah. I tell you, I love how much you care about acting. Like you could see, you're not like, well, I'm doing this one thing and I want to whatever. But you genuinely care about that. And I got to tell you, I've been doing, I'm old, but this last couple of years.
I think we're probably the same age, if I'm not older, Tom.
I'm 10 years older. I'm 65.
Okay, all right.
I'm 65. And but I'm a really good 65. But I mean, tell you
now something.
You're great.
That's okay. You can blush. It's okay. It's a compliment.
Tom is bright red, everyone.
Caught him off guard.
Our business, it's only going this way. And I've been, like I say, doing it since the 80s. This is where we have been, and this is where it's going. So there'll be more opportunities for you and me and Monica.
Yes. Yay. Thank you. I received that. I know we got to jump off, but just in closing, I just want to say I try to like really thrive in a place of motivation and inspiration. I just want to say to people of a certain age, it just gets greater later. Like, don't let age define your dreams, your passions. Like, you are never too old to do whatever you want to do. Like, you're never too old to just keep going for it. You know what I'm saying? And when I look at my life, I think I'm having the most fun in my life right now at this point in my life. And I think it's because I am, in my 50s. And I know, that probably looks like 25, 30 more summers in my life. When you start counting that way, it really like makes you have a good ass time every time. You can have a great time. You know what I mean? And life is just honestly, to be enjoyed and celebrated, and relationships, marriages, whatever, like just take the good stuff from all that stuff and keep going and bless those people, let them live, pray for them, and just keep going. Because I feel like the only way the universe is going to continuously bless you is that you have love for everybody, especially the ones that were part of your story, your journey. God bless them. Let them live. Please find love. Please be happy. All of those things. And wish that for me as well. And I will never give up on love. I don't know if my next relationship has to be a marriage per se, but I will never give up on love. And that's the Pisces in me. And I love that. I love love. And there you go.
Well, you're awesome. Oh my God. I feel better. I feel like I went to therapy. I've been inspired so much, for real, Cynthia.
Yeah. You just motivated me to kick ass the rest of my day. I'm sending those emails. I'm, manifesting.
I'm washing my car. I'm not kidding. Because she saw my mid-wash cars. So I went, oh, my car's kind of dirty.
Let's all go put gas in our own tank.
In your own tank. But it's nice if you have that man. That man needs to do those things that he needs to do. And you shouldn't have to ask him to do it. He should
That's true.
Who wants to ask? Like, I love massages. Okay. I can tell if my man comes in dog tired. I know as a nurturer, I'm just organically going to go up to you and go, babe, sit down. Let me give you a massage. And I want that same reciprocity. I don't want to be like, hey, babe, I always massage you when you're like dog tired. Do you think you can like give me a foot massage tonight? It sucks to have to ask. So just know, reciprocity is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, love it. She's amazing.
Oh my God, so much fun. Have a great time.
Have a great time tonight. Great
love
call.
You guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.